This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. It almost got lost amidst some other newsworthy events last week, but the U.S. Supreme Court held a long-awaited hearing on a case with implications for virtually every one of us. The question is whether or when the Federal Communications Commission can arbitrarily penalize broadcasters if a forbidden word slips onto the airwaves. We all know what those words are, even if I can't say them just now. Linguist and psychologist Steven Pinker says every culture and language has them. He calls them magic words.
People subscribe to a phenomenon called word magic that we often associate with primitive tribes, but that is alive and well in modern societies. Namely, people think using particular words can change the order of the universe. We see this when people pray for success or for a cure. We see it when people utter a spell or a curse or an incantation. And we see it when people either swear or get upset when other people swear. Somehow they attribute some magical power to the mere uttering of a word.
Pinker, who teaches at Harvard, is the author most recently of The Stuff of Thought, Language as a Window into Human Nature. He talked with KRCB during a recent Bay Area book tour. Pinker notes that profanity of one sort or another is found in almost all known languages, and this forbidden speech takes several consistent forms.
All languages have some kind of verbal taboos that involve domains of highly charged emotion, and they tend to fall into a pretty small number of categories, and we can see them all in English. We have sexual swearing, we have religious swearing. Our most incendiary taboo words are those for ethnic groups, like the N-word.
The power of those words lies in the associations we attach to them, one of which is the taboo itself. But Pinker notes repetition and familiarity of the forbidden words dilutes and diminishes that power.
A word is an arbitrary pairing between a sound and a meaning, and by repeating it over and over and over again, it starts to turn into a meaningless sound, and you can therefore appreciate the fact that it really is just a sound. There's nothing that awful happens by merely uttering a word.
In The Stuff of Thought, Pinker devotes an entire chapter to the seven words you can't say on television. That phrase, of course, was the title of George Carlin's landmark comedy routine, and it became, Pinker notes, the basis of today's legal standards for broadcast obscenity.
It's kind of ironic when you think about it, because Carlin wasn't using taboo words gratuitously. It was a routine about taboo words, and I think it's actually a travesty of the concept of free speech that the Supreme Court allowed his routine and similar ones to be censored during daytime hours, given that it was legitimate intellectual, social, and political commentary.
The lingering effects of that case continue to be felt as close to home as here at KRCB-TV, where an in-depth report on breast cancer, to be aired next month, has had to be scheduled after 10 p.m., because PBS warned local stations they might be at risk for violating the FCC's standards for indecency by mentioning, and worse, showing, the subject organs at a time when children might be watching. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.